Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans from around the world. Visit her website at starfuentes.com. Then join her here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be taking questions. 657-383-1612. Today I am very pleased to have Mary Lee LeBay with me. Welcome, Mary, or Mary Lee.
Hi, good morning, Star. Well, it's morning here for me anyway. Yes, it's Mary Lee. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. First of all, how did all the spiritual energy, this helping other people energy, get started in your life?
You know, it's really interesting because I didn't realize it till later. But anyway, as a teenager, I started studying tarot and astrology and all of that. But later, as everything started developing and my interest became very focused, I looked back at my earlier childhood and realized that I had that interest and that longing, that knowing that there was something more to the world than what we were seeing, even as a little kid. An example of that is my little girlfriend, we must have been 5 or 6, she and I would play a game called Let's Pretend Who We Were in a Past Life. And where that came from, we're talking the 50s in the Midwest, Presbyterian little town where nobody was talking about past lives and reincarnation. And where that came up for us, I have no idea, but that kind of interest was always there.
Well, that sounds like it's something that your soul contract brought forward with you, and it's been ingrained in you, so you've become more and more and more and more educated. It is impressive to me how many things you are certified in, qualified in. Could you give me a short laundry list of those things, please?
Oh, dear. Well, I do teach and facilitate tarot and astrology. I am a teacher at Bastyr University of hypnotherapy. I also give certification trainings in past life regression and spiritual techniques that are facilitated through hypnosis, but they're modifications of Native American techniques such as soul retrieval and spirit journeys, that sort of thing. And I have a PhD in behavioral psychology. I've written 5 published books. I have others, and I have tons of workbooks and articles and things that I've published. I've also been a consultant to a screenplay and a novel and some other works. Oh, my gosh, certifications in gestalt coaching, in kinesiology, which is muscle testing, EFT. I mean, it kind of goes on, Reiki, all of that. But I just kind of use it all in my private practice. I combine all of that as just one offering.
I think that's really important. I also have a huge toolbox. I think I have 62 certifications and God knows what else, you know. And I think it's really important to be there with my client on the phone or be there with my client and have this huge toolbox to use something from, because usually an appointment starts out one way, like who am I going to marry, and then it goes off in this other direction about mom and dad or, you know, something like that. So people like you, Mary Lee, who have this huge toolbox, is very beneficial for people to have appointments with. And what is your website?
My website is my name, MaryLeeLeBay.com.
And on there, of course, you have a list of services and appointments.
Oh,
and you do half-hour and hour appointments?
I do two-hour appointments, which includes a rather brief look at the astrology chart so that I can help the client better. But most of the time we're doing hypnotherapy, which could include past life regression, soul retrieval, spirit journeys, you know, all sorts of areas that we would go in depending on the need and the goal for the client. But it is a two-hour session, yes.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful, and your phone number is very easy to see on your website. Let's take a deep breath. Are you having any upcoming events here?
Well, that's interesting because I just have been sitting back looking at my calendar thinking, have I overbooked myself? I'm kind of a crazy person that if I get a lull in my day, I start booking all these things. So I do have a professional hypnotherapy training coming up August 7th through 12th at Bastyr University. I'm just going to get the highlighted ones. Then I also have a three-weekend hypnotherapy course at Bastyr University starting in September. And then there's a past life training in Vancouver, Canada. And then there's another past life training in Bellevue, Washington. And then I take off for Puerto Rico and I'm leaving.
Okay, stop. Stop. I love Puerto Rico. And it's
oh
just a retreat?
It is a retreat and a culinary adventure. It is combining all the things I love, which are, you know, tarot, astrology, hypnotherapy, past life regression, purpose work, visiting, staying inside the walls of Old San Juan, which is a UNESCO heritage site, touring. We have a little tour of some street art that is so impressing. It'll knock your feet off.
Yeah, there's
We're
a couple of blocks, like all the walls are painted or something.
It's about 12 square blocks. They expanded that. When I was there in March, they had a whole festival, and they opened it up, and they had invited I don't know how many artists to come in, and you can just wander for blocks and blocks and blocks, and every building is covered with most amazing art. It sounds like you saw the early art that was there. I saw it in November, and then by March, it was an entirely different thing.
Eating. Are you guys going to eat?
Eating. We're going to eat. Well, one of the highlights, I'm working with an adventure partner who is a very well-known chef who's written books and everything. And we're doing this adventure together. We're putting on workshops. We're going to help people remove blocks that are standing in their way, discover their purpose. You know, we're going to be doing past lives and things, but we're also bringing in some local people to do some teaching. And one of the things we're going to do that I am super excited about is we're going to go up into the mountains to an organic medicinal herb farm run by an ethnobotanist. It's a permaculture farm, and we're going to spend 4 hours with her learning how to use medicinal herbs in our food and to make home remedies and all sorts of things. And I am just out of my mind excited.
Will you be learning about, let's see, what do they call them? Alcoholadas? Alcoholadas and rutas, if I remember right?
It could be. It's all going to be in English.
Yeah, and alcoholada is rubbing alcohol with maybe bay and piper and Olympia and sweet rum. And there's like 17 or 18, and everybody has like, you know, Maria special one. And then there are a bunch of rutas native to Puerto Rico, which are digestive herbal stuff. And that sounds like just enough, 4 hours, just enough to learn exactly what you want and not have to learn the whole thing. So that would be
right.
something
it's
if
a,
I wasn't booked. If I wasn't booked that weekend, that would be something I would go on. Yeah, listen to
well,
me. Star's very really
yes.
busy, my audience. Star's very
yeah.
the best. It's
this
the
is
food. It's
be
the green medicine. Why don't you join
Absolutely.
Mary Lee LeBay on her trip? And on her website, MaryLeeLeBay.com, you can find something under retreats, and under retreats is her Puerto Rico retreat. I think if I should do this, then I would recommend it to all of you.
Thank you so much, Star. And I also want to note that while I'm there, I'm actually going to be there a month. So I'm going to start with this retreat, and then some of the people from the retreat are staying, and the following weekend I'm teaching a full tarot class, so a two-day tarot class, so that by the end of that, people will know how to use tarot cards. So some of the people are just extending for a couple of extra days so that they can take advantage of that as well. So if
that's
interesting
for you. But that sounds wonderful.
For you,
what deck do you use?
I use the Robin Wood, which is heavily based on the Rider-Waite style, but it's I just like her artwork a little better.
Well, I use the Salvador Dali deck. Now, that's some artwork.
Uh-huh, that is some artwork. That's a cool deck. Yeah, that's a cool deck. I love his work. I've been to a couple of his museums in Europe, and he's amazing.
Years and years ago, I used to teach tarot, and I had a class, and the class was the tarot, but we had a party, and the Empire and Empress were hostess and host, and I'd bring one major arcana in the room, and we'd have four rooms set up, and then we'd bring another major arcana in the room, and I'd make my students have a conversation between them. And then they talk in the dining room differently and in the relationship room differently. And we bring in all the major arcanas. We once did a week long where we brought the whole deck in. And the conversations taught people what the cards mean together, not what the cards mean individually. And I think
right.
that's an important part of the teaching because it's easy to read.
Absolutely.
And memorize,
Absolutely.
But to get the grid, the download teachings from somebody who's, let's see, 60s now, that's 50 years of doing tarot, for somebody from
uh-huh.
you. Huh? Yeah, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've
yeah.
I've been doing tarot, maybe 49 years. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I'm 77. I started in the 50s. I was a beatnik when I started tarot, so you gotta know these things.
Right, I'm 65, so I was a hippie. So
when you go to a teacher to learn something, you don't go to a teacher who's doing something for 2 years or 4 years
right.
or 5 years. You go to a teacher like Mary Lee LeBay who's been doing things for decades. You
mm-hmm.
have the ability to catch caught teachings versus taught teachings, to be in her aura and catch the nuances and to catch her whatever she learned from her without her even speaking it. So when you do take tarot, when you do take past life therapy, when you do take all these classes, don't go to someone who's just started. And go to
I hate to
call myself this, but I'm going to call you this name too, Mary Lee LeBay. Go to an elder.
That's the first time I've been called that, Star. Okay. Lucky I love you.
You grow into it and you go, I hate it because it means I'm old, but really it means we're wise.
We're wise, and I do accept that, I do. And when I had my second Saturn return at around the age of 60, it was so beautiful. And you know, we get afraid, you know, it's like, 60, it's such a big number. But that second Saturn return was like a visceral experience of just stepping into the fullness of everything that I have learned and gained in this lifetime. And it's just been so beautiful to step into that. So thank you for the title elder. I'll take that.
Yes. What do you think is the most important thing for our listeners to know about what the energy is going on right now? Let's see. The world seems chaotic right now. And I think we're in, full moon was in Capricorn, correct?
Yes, yesterday.
Yesterday. And what is going on energetically makes us makes us comprehend a little bit better what's going on energetically, astrologically right now?
Oh, astrologically, now you'd ask me that on the spur of the moment. We've had a grand trine and we've had some squares. But what I think is fascinating for me is the grand trine in Earth signs. Pluto, Uranus, Jupiter, of course, expanding everything so grandly. And then that hooked into that full moon yesterday, which energized that. So Uranus brings in that chaotic energy, and, of course, Pluto is world governments, you know, bigger, deeper transformation. And everything that I have learned and witnessed over the past many years is that all it takes is for actually not even that many people, but if people would really, really wake up. And, you know, a lot of people think, okay, well, I'm studying, I'm learning, and I'm waking up, I'm doing my part. But if it's all in your head, you're not doing it yet, you're only knowing about it, it has to be integrated. And one of the, maybe the simplest ways of looking at that, because, you know, I get a lot of people that say, yeah, but what does that mean? Like, give me a step that I can take. And that step is to constantly look at everything from a higher perspective. Look at it from the energy, from the spirits that are moving, from, you know, from the astral and the spiritual planes, rather than just here on the earth plane. You know, I need to drive from here to there, and, you know, what about all this traffic? But, you know, step up from that and take a look at the bigger movement of energy, the, you know, or even in our relationships, but certainly in, you know, these times of elections, with all these crazy things, with this time of increasing terrorism, take a look. I mean, this stuff is originating on the spiritual levels. And if we're going to combat it and we're going to, you know, get this under control, we have to do it at that level as well. We can't just do it here at the physical. So I think
yeah.
That would
well,
be my
I have a thing where I make my students go out in the community, and you know we all have this spiritual opinion. But if you feed the poor, if you clean the highway, if you go out in the community and physically participate with the people, there is a whole lot of different other stories and energies going on than what we read about. And if you're not doing something, being something physically as a solution. You know, gathering wheelchairs or whatever, helping wheels for me. I don't care what you do, but as a spiritual person, you need to contribute on the physical. And writing checks is not necessarily the best way to contribute. You going and getting your light out among the community members and not even talking about light, just going working right next to them. So I asked my apprentices, and I asked that my students spend a particular amount, at least one day a week or half day a week out there contributing to the physical plane. You know, it's important.
Right. Absolutely. And being the role model for, well, like, who was it, the Dalai Lama that said, be the change you want to see in the world. You have to be that role model and have that integrity in everything you do. You can't, you know, cheat on the side and then show up and look pretty in the community either. You know what I mean? You have to have that energy.
When I was in college, I didn't go home, and I went to the Salvation Army on Thanksgiving, and we spent 2 days making, oh, God only knows, 80 turkeys or 40 turkeys and 100 pounds of mashed potatoes. And we would, they have cots, and we would sleep, and we'd bring shorts and summer tops because it was so hot back there. And we cooked for 2 days, and then all these ladies arrived in these little cashmere sweaters and went to the serving line, and they served all these homeless people, and the they were serving the food, and the homeless people were going, thank you, and they were smiling in it, and I was like, wow. You know, and there's that place where you have to do and be it. It's just not about being the person who hands out the gifts at Christmas that 600
right.
people contribute. It's about being one of those, doing the contribution. So, you know, the material plane's very important. And when you go out and you go into people who don't have it as good as you, you will find your gratitude levels are multiplied. And that is so important. That is
so heartwarming.
Okay. So, I'm going to put you on the spot. You have all these NLP, hypnotism, past life is your favorite. What's your favorite? Or do you not anymore?
Well, I mean, my favorite, I think, is past life regression. I've written two books on the topic, and for me, working with a person doing past life regression just opens up their consciousness, and it opens up a window for me into history, into the way that the universe works, the way that people organize their consciousness and their thoughts and everything. And then the other value of past life regression is that it it alone helps the person in expanding their consciousness. So in that quest that I think we all, I would imagine all of your listeners have, of expanding consciousness and becoming more aware, I think the number one step is to know who you are first, which will enhance your psychic ability. It'll enhance your view of the universe. It'll enhance your relationships and your view of other people in the world and the world, you know, world events. And by going into past lives, we get to see that. If we imagine ourselves as a giant diamond, if our whole soul is a giant diamond, then and each facet, there's just an infinite number of facets on that diamond, and every facet is a past or is a lifetime, past or future, alternative life. We're just sitting on one of those little tiny facets. And we're missing the glory and the beauty and the essence of that entire diamond. And how can we know what the diamond is unless we start really exploring all the facets that are attached to that? And
okay,
so for
I'm going to throw you a quantum curve here. Half of your past life experiences, you were a spirit guide. So I look at who people spirit guided last, because we don't always have a body, and that tells me that they spirit guided usually someone that they wanted to be like this lifetime. So half of your existences, you were a spirit guide, and I do look at past lives, but I look at who they spirit guided last. So if you're a cook, you'll spirit guide a line chef. And if you're a line chef, you'll spirit guide, after you die, you'll spirit guide a chef. So you more than likely will have some type of cooking experience or chefing experience this lifetime. Artists do it. Sometimes we do it for other reasons. We may guide somebody who has a loving relationship that lasts 50 years, you know, or we may guide an author. So lately in the last 10 years, I've been focused on this. Half of your experiences, half of your past, you were a spirit guide. So I go looking with these people for what did they spirit guide last, because usually the soul says, okay, before you can go be a chef, you have to go spirit guide a chef in that guff in the Bardot. So, I mean, people look at this concept and go, wow. What do you think of that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, are you still there?
Yeah, I am still here. I would have to refute that paradigm. I don't think everybody's a spirit guide. I don't think everybody is qualified to be a spirit guide. From what I've seen of people who've died, oftentimes they're confused and they're really just dealing with what they need to learn and do and where they need to go. And so in my experience, I have not come across substantiate that.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm listening.
Okay. So anyway, I just have not come across any, that's the first time I've ever heard that you would spend half of your time being a spirit guide to someone.
Well,
I know a lot of people who I would not want to have be my spirit guide.
Well, you know, if I had to learn the ABCs and I had to learn to survive to the age of five, there are some people that could teach me that. And everybody says, look for it. What I'm going to ask you to do, Mary Lee LeBay, is we have people in trance, in hypnosis, I want you to ask them, who did they spirit guide? How much spirit guide? If you're not looking for something, sometime you might find it. And just look for it, and you might be really, really surprised, because all of us have three or four spirit guides at any given time. Some people have more, and usually those spirit guides are souls in between lives. So take a look for it.
I mean, many are. That's true. The only thing, so the difference in the way that I work is that, I mean, we could, if somebody was interested in going and looking at a time when they were a spirit guide, we could certainly do that. But because my clients pay me, we have to stay focused on what they're interested in doing. And for me to ask them to go to a place where they were a spirit guide would be considered a leading question. And
yes, for me that's been important, because whatever they spirit guided last is usually what they end up becoming this lifetime. So that's been kind of interesting. And you need to work your way, and I've been guided to work this way. So, and neither one of them is right or wrong. It's just another way to get to the answers. We're going to pause now for the half-hour commercial.
Excellent.
Please join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at starfuentes.com, then tune in as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
And the number to call is 657-383-1612. And Sean, let us know when we have somebody on the line for questionings. Now, I'm going to take a look at your books, products probably, books. And can you tell me about one of your favorite books?
Well, my favorite is my last one, and it has been out for a few years now, but it's called Exploring Past Lives, Your Soul's Quest for Consciousness. And that one, it's just kind of a download of all the information that I've had, that I've acquired up until the time that I wrote that book. I've learned a lot more since then. I'm always on the quest for learning more, and so some new information usually comes out in my past life training. Exploring past lives, your soul's quest for consciousness.
Wow, I think that's wonderful, and our past lives are so, so important. It's like, what's our foundation? And we can buy those books on Amazon? And I have
Amazon. Yep. All those local or all your favorite bookstores should be able to access or provide copies of that. Yes. And I agree about that being the foundation. I always tell people, it's like if let's say, you know, at our age, Star, what if we didn't remember anything before the age of 40? We wouldn't know why we have certain health conditions or personality traits. We wouldn't know where we came from or why we have certain talents or education or distaste for certain things. And it's the same thing with past lives. If we don't know what all those other aspects of us are, all those other facets of the diamond, we really don't know that much about who we are here in this lifetime, because all those other lifetimes are feeding information and traits and character and strength and weaknesses and everything into this existence in this lifetime. So we definitely cover a lot of that in that book.
I have a class that's a 2-week-long workshop, and I have, sort of toward the end of the 2 weeks, the day 10 or so, I have them write a resume, not in chronological order, and the resume is of their past lives.
Oh, cool. Great.
Wow. You know, it's like, I mean, I have people crying. I have people getting shut down. I have to open them back up, and we have to, you know, whatever they cry about, that becomes an issue in their past lives. It is an amazing. I give them, like, you know, they put their name and their this date of birth, and they can put the approximate years their past life was. And if they don't know it, they don't have to put it. But I ask them to do a past life resume. You can use that.
That is
so much
so
fun.
I'm going to steal that from you, Star.
Do it. And I do it. The short version is 4. The long version for my more advanced students is 8. So the long version is they have to come up with 4 past lives, and the long version is 8. So, you know, and then what we do is we have them type it up or my secretary type it up and put it in professional resume form on nice paper and give it back to them. So they have
that is so awesome.
Yeah. How are we doing there, Sean? Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have some people on the line with some questions for you. Let me check here. Nathaniel, are you there?
Yes, hi.
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 What can we do for you? How can we be of service?
Well, I've been moving back into Orange County from being out in the high desert, and I found a job there, and I need to find a place to live. I just gave 30-day notice yesterday for being here, so I'm looking for a storage unit to move some stuff into, and then looking for a place to rent a room.
Okay, so what's the question?
Do you see me, you know, renting a room here in the next 30 days, or?
Mary Lee, you can take a first down that one.
Okay, I wasn't realizing we were doing readings. Hold on a second. There seems to be a bit of a delay in getting a space. I'm getting that there'll be it'll take you some time. I'm not sure you're going to get it in the next 30 days.
Oh.
Okay, so I am
for.
Sure that you're going to get it in the next 45 days or more, and you are going to stay in a room, and then by some a twist of fate or something, you're going to get a house for the price that most people pay an apartment for. So what town would that be in?
Orange.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait because the right place is not open for you. So you get a room, but you're not going to have a permanent place till 45 days.
So, and I'm getting an affirmative for that, too.
Okay.
I agree with Star.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I've been staying with a gentleman named Butch, so that'll be working out okay with Butch in the meanwhile. So I have.
Oh, that will be, but remember that there is something above your expectations. So I see, you know, a 2-3 bedroom house that is the same rent, maybe $100 more than a room, for some reason you're going to fall into that slot. So keep looking at the papers. Keep listening. When you're there, when you're working, whatever around, keep listening, because that place will show up for you 45 days or more from now, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And John, who's next? And we'll take a deep breath. He's probably talking to someone, seeing if their question is
right, exactly.
Appropriate.
I was getting affirmative for everything you were saying to Nathaniel. That was a good reading. Yeah, 45 days.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's really strange. I have people who go to other readers and other psychics, and they get so pissed off at me. Star, everybody says what I don't want to hear. Everybody agrees on that answer. I don't want to hear that. I'm laughing. I mean, well, because that's the correct answer, you know?
Right. Sometimes it's like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then they ask a question, and you say, they say, I want to know about this, and you tell them about that. Then they go, what did you tell me?
mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful what you ask for, people, because you're probably
right.
Going to get it, and how you ask
right.
for it.
And I don't do as many readings anymore because most of my clients come to me for hypnotherapy. And then in the hypnotic trance, I can open that up so they can become their own psychic. So then they see the answers to their questions, which is very, very cool. It's a very
fun. I agree that the tarot reading, the astrology reading is the first step. They should, by the end of their time with you, they should do all the things that we do in whatever way is appropriate for them to
sure,
get their own
exactly.
solutions.
But it is always fun to get a reading, I have to say.
I still get readings, you know.
And get somebody else's perspective, get a little bit of fresh energy coming into the question, especially if we're kind of wrapped up in it emotionally or something. It's really good to get the readings.
It is. And I'm looking at that Puerto Rico trip, and I'm like going, oh, man, I just hate it that I'm booked, because I just think that going back to another indigenous people, getting to eat in town, and old San Juan is just so rich in energy,
and getting to
learn a little bit about the medicines, learn about the art, learn about the food, learn about myself is just so important. And I see that you've taken people on journeys all over the world.
Yes, I've led a group to Peru, to Machu Picchu and Lake Titicaca. I've taken people to Ireland and England and Italy, and I've taken people to Southeast Asia. We did that last year, and we went to Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam, and it was just amazing.
Isn't it? Traveling does something so good for your soul and your mind and your perspective on life on planet Earth. So, hey, Sean, how are we doing? What?
We're good. Yeah, I have another individual on here who's ready for a question. Let's see. Stig, are you there? Can you hear me?
Stig? I don't hear him.
Oh, he might have stepped away. Yeah, I've screened some other individuals who've called in, and they don't have a question at the moment. They're just listening to this session.
Oh, right. So we'll talk more about the spiritual life. Isn't hypnotism amazing? I could walk down Fifth Avenue in New York, and I'd say, oh, Tiffany had a blue necklace and the ball, and F.A.O. Schwartz had a big teddy bear. But if you hypnotize me, I could tell you, even though my vision could not see it, what the price tag on that necklace was. I could give you details. And so rich. especially about what I consciously don't perceive, but what I perceive subconsciously.
Right. Subconsciously, we have such a wealth of information, and it just opens you up to be able to experience that. An interesting recent case I'll share with you was a lady who came, and she said, there's an energy in my house, and I hear people whispering, I hear people pushing, or I feel people pushing me, or a man standing behind me, I smell the smoke on him, and there's this vortex, it feels like we can't get out of the house, and you know, it's creating all this havoc for us, and it had been going on some years. In my office, not even in her house, I put her into trance. We identified two spirits that were in the house. One was a lady who had committed suicide in the house, and she was stuck there filled with regret and negative emotions. And it turned out she continuously possessed my client. Every time my client would come home, she would step into my client's body, and then my client would get depressed and have all these negative thoughts. She was only feeling good when she got out of the house. And then we were able to clear that energy out of there. Then she identified the man with the smoke, and he had built the house. And he didn't want to leave the house because that was his baby. And we eventually talked with him and got him to leave the house. And then we identified this vortex that was under the stairs that was creating all this havoc in the energy of the house. And in that part of the vision, a Native American came to her and told her that her house was built on a vortex that was like a release valve, like you'd have for a volcano or something, a release valve for this negative energy to get out of the earth. And it just and the Native American said, "You need to move your house." And she said, "Well, you know, we can't do that, you know." So what we did was we worked together with him to move how they envisioned it was like a drain lid, or what do they call those? Like this on the street, the sewer lids, the lids that go
right
on the street of the sewer. What are they have a name for that?
I know, but I always love them because some of them say teleport, and I keep standing on them and nothing happens.
Right. Yeah. Take me. Anyway, so we stopped up the one that goes to her house, and then the energy would flow further down that channel and out somewhere else. And that was like 6 weeks ago, and the energy is completely cleared in her house. And it was all from doing it in hypnosis in my office. We didn't even have to be on site.
I agree. I teach exorcism, and I teach 17 different types of vortexes. Are you familiar with Edith Fior, the hypnotherapist, the Unquiet
Bed?
Yes,
I spoke to her years ago, yes.
Yeah,
I love
well,
her
that's
book.
That's part of what I teach out of her
special
book, too. And
yes,
it's amazing how many people have entities and spirits. And sometimes I have to go to the house because they're not just with the person. But sometimes I can do it with the person coming from whatever. And it's amazing. Houses on graveyards.
Yes.
People following. I had one person who let their brother drown accidentally saw their brother drown and had promised to watch over his brother forever and ever. So the brother kept in reincarnating, and the other brother was just following the spirit.
Oh,
you know, so
yeah,
it's amazing, the whole field of exorcism, the whole field of boogie busting. And Edith Fior was our forerunner on that. And I recommend that book, The Unquieted, for all of you interested in what unusual things come up in hypnotism. Most unusual thing that has come up for you between you and a client? And you don't have to name any names.
Right, I couldn't. Most unusual, I don't know. I mean, this was kind of a fun case. They're all so wonderful. I don't know if I can just come up with something like that off the cuff. We do work with, well, one of the things that's very interesting is I do a technique called role model where they envision the person they want to be. So that person may be more psychic or more confident or be pain-free. And I've had people with migraine headaches in my office or with really disturbing, you know, pain, let's say, in their back or their leg or their foot or something. And when they go into that role model, when they basically teleport their consciousness into the new improved self that is pain-free or whatever, that pain instantly goes away and they can be pain-free. And then I put them back in their own perspective and the pain comes back. I put them into the role model and the pain goes away. So it really is a clear demonstration as to how important the consciousness is in the, you know, in the welfare of our bodies. Another example, another really interesting thing that happens is when with my client, I started realizing this years ago that when my client had a problem with another person, let's say a spouse or a person at work or something, we can set up a communication between them in hypnosis and the subconscious mind of that other person. And we do it very respectful because we don't want to create any karma or, you know, any black magic or anything. But
yeah,
we have
I call it going to the other person's higher self. Higher self, higher
the higher self,
self
but, right. Yeah. And just talking, having a communication about, you know, these are my needs, very nonviolent communication. These are my needs. This is what, you know, I would like to see. Can we work this out? And we can negotiate this. And all the time I have clients coming back to me saying there was an immediate change in the personality of that other person.
Right.
You know,
nothing to do with them,
behavior.
But the other person. Do you have a removal protocol? I have a protocol where I go back and we do some hypnosis and I take off that things like anybody with the sound of your mother's voice will no longer remind you of your incidents and your patterns with your mother. And then I make a whole list of the patterns and beliefs and we work on them. Someone who sounded like, you know, and I have a, you know, I know what we've talked and I know a little bit about what their stuff is. And then they get irritated when they see someone who's, you know, their mother beat them and then someone has their mother's voice or their mother's appearance and they instantly hate that person. So
right,
I may send you my
that.
Removal protocol. So maybe you won't do it the way I do it, but the points are important.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
okay, sure. I'd appreciate that.
All right. I'll have my secretary send that out. How are we doing there, Sean? Still people listening? Nobody asking questions? I mean, look at these two powerful master elder teachers here. You have to pay for us to answer questions. What, honey?
No questions.
Okay. You have to pay for us to answer questions, and here we are available to you.
Giving
it away
for
free. Calling in.
Yes. Yes,
right.
Yes.
I had a person once, and we were doing a little bit of regression, and they ended up being a 9-foot-tall blue grasshopper from a planet. And they were like a sentient being, and they ended up being up, I think, 3 in the last 55 years. 3 people, when we went into hypnosis or past life, had ended up actually having memories of being living on a planet with 2 suns or 4 moons or whatever.
Right.
And then this blue grasshopper type guy. And he was pretty interesting to talk
that's
about.
Very interesting, yeah. I have done work with probably over a dozen people who've been abducted and by, you know, aliens, UFOs. And what's interesting is every one of them, their stories are different from each other. So it's not like they each read the same book or anything. And those have been fascinating cases as well.
Yeah, I've done some type of that work, and it's been pretty interesting. There was so much that we don't understand. There's so much that we can't measure. And our science, you know, if they can't measure it, then it doesn't exist. You know,
and
our spirituality
around,
is, if we intuitively know it exists, it probably does exist. And there's so much out there that
so
we have yet to learn. And every time
mm-hmm.
I learn something, I get like 14 questions, and I'm like, wow, I have to go learn that stuff now? And then
mm-hmm.
I do some of it.
Yeah.
So what would be an important message that you would give to our listening audience about how to be, or something, some spiritual advice you have for our listening audience?
Well, again, I think really spending time, well, you know, actually just talking about the role model, people could imagine that version of them that is more psychic, that has their third eye open, that is looking at the world, you know, paying attention to energies and auras and seeing things from that higher perspective. And they can imagine that version of them standing in front of them, because that version of them does exist somewhere in time and space, in one of the alternative universes, or even directly down their timeline, but it's just some talent that they haven't quite gotten yet. And they could imagine that version of them, of themselves, and fully see it, you know, see that him or her standing in front of them, and really make a connection. And then just take a breath and step into that and feel what it feels like, because you can viscerally feel your third eye opening. You can start to see the world from that different space. Perhaps you would, you know, quickly be able to see auras and energies, but constantly, you know, trying to, you know, if you're looking even at the next step, you know, that next step of what you want to be a better person or a more available heart connection or whatever that is, and then step in and be it. Because you can't cling to the old person who you are and expect to change. You have to
like
let
go. It's
kind of
like the spotlight process in NLP, right?
How do you, what, tell
that
me how you define
that.
That
was one where you imagine your better self, you write down all the qualities, and then you step into that spotlight. One of
right,
the NLP
right.
processes. Long
yeah,
time ago.
They
been,
call them different
been
things.
15
yeah.
years since I took NLP. So there's
right.
Yeah, but the role model sounds good. I would actually have people write some things out before they did it.
Yeah,
so
they could write it out, be very clear.
Yeah, I like things to be
inclusive.
Put in the physical plane. Writing things out,
yeah.
I like things to be put in the physical plane, because we're so much
well,
in spirit.
It,
all right.
There's so much energy in that, too. You know, it makes it real on the physical plane to write or to speak it.
All right. We have been talking to Mary Lee LaBey at MaryLeeLaBey.com. She does many, many services, takes you on beautiful trips around the world, digs deep into the culture. She's an author of 4 books, A Hypnotherapist, A Past Life Regressionist, and on and on and on. She is an amazing woman. Go to her website. Play with her. We all talk about being more spiritual, and we all talk about getting spiritual education. When you actually work with an elder, you mature your spirituality. The only thing that gets us forward is learning about ourselves, becoming educated, learning about others, and learning about ourselves and then taking it out there and teaching it. I also want to remind you that I, Star Fuentes, have a couple of new books in hardcover. I got the chakras, the advanced chakras, on Amazon. My latest book was, oh, my God, I'm thinking so hard about this, Soul Contracts. I have a book on breast cancer, and it shows you what the original cause and core issue is. Of the spot the cancer originated, it shows you what core issue to work on. I also have a fun new ebook in the last 6 months on using gems and minerals to ground yourself, where you actually put certain stones in between your toes. I think that's 99 cents or $1.99. You can find all of my ebooks reasonably priced. And please join us for our radio shows on Wednesday. Thank you very much, Mary Lee LeBay, for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight.
And you let me know when you're doing another Puerto Rico, and I'll be emailing you some little things of mine. Bye-bye,
great,
everybody.
And I'll look forward to hearing from your people. Yes, thank you so much. Goodbye, Star.
Bye.